Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out. He crushed it as usual. Also joining me in the Heidi Mighty Studios, not her first time on this podcast, big time fan of the High and Mighty podcast, big time listener.
Never miss an episode.
Never misses an episode. She won the sweepstakes to be on the pod. Guys, it's Tiffy G, my wife, Tiffany. Hello, Tiff. Welcome back to High and Mighty.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you for dinner.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, universe. For a quarantine, so I had to come on again. Strike that.
I feel like you're part of this. Like you caused the COVID.
That's a conspiracy. It was
you squeezed the bat shit onto the pig.
Do love bats and pigs?
You do love.
I do. They're two of my favorite animals.
You don't eat either.
No, I do not.
Yeah, I eat both. I would.
You would eat a bat?
I mean, maybe not now, just for like.
But like a cooked bat.
Yeah, I'd eat a cooked bat. Okay. I eat raw bat, baby. I do it raw.
Like fried?
Fried bat?
No, you would eat a raw... No.
I don't think I would eat a raw
That's
bat.
Gross.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. You're disgusting.
I know. I like shit. I like a lot of food. But no, I think you might be behind COVID-19 because you've been begging me day in and day out for months since your last appearance on the podcast to come back on. And now look at you.
I know. It was my favorite episode.
Wait a minute. You did listen to the one you were on, didn't you?
Of course I did. What?
That's like one of the 10 you've listened to in the last year is the one you've been on.
I know. I don't even know if I could name 10 other episodes. No, I probably could.
That's fine. You don't have to.
No, I listen a lot. I mostly listen when you're... One second. Is this what all your guests experience with him while
the entire
they're
time.
Doing this?
He's a nightmare.
Guys, Arthur sitting next to me. And just like licking the shit out of my arm. Stop.
Licking the shit out of your arms? How much shit do you have in your arm? Arthur is sitting next to me just licking the shit out of my asshole.
Well, we ran out of toilet paper, so you know.
Yeah, we don't need a bidet because we have our own Toto. And it's not Kansas anymore, Chicho. Do you have lotion on? That's what I have to say to my guests.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He just loves to taste lotion, but he doesn't behave at all.
Freak.
So if any former guests of the podcast are listening, you understand that even Tiffany has to deal with Arthur's behavior.
Oh, he just put his paw on my foot. Aww. Oh, he loves me so much.
He loves you so much. It's so sweet. We're going crazy in here.
Oh my
God. It's been just the three of us for a month now.
Over a month.
No, it hasn't. Right? March 13th was the last time.
No, but I was home a week earlier because I was sick.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, a couple people were here. That's fair. I guess I was just thinking of me and working from home.
Right. Yeah. You've been working from home for over a month now. It's pretty crazy, huh?
It's nuts.
And the craziest thing is that I'm here all day.
Yes.
And I work from home all the time, but now I have even less to do because I usually have shows and meetings and thing and like I have to meet up with people meetings. I have to meet up with people, meeting people, having meetings with people. Wait, I have to meet people.
Have you talked about your to-do list ever?
Yes, I did a whole episode about to-do list.
I think I do know that. But were you like honest about what goes on that to-do list?
Yes, I'm always honest. Wait, are you already trying to do gotcha journalism?
Maybe.
No, I have so much less to do these days because
everybody does, though.
Everybody does. Or a lot
in some
of people
ways,
are doing
more to do with less to do. What?
I'm sorry.
I just think like we're not in our normal routines right now, obviously. So in some ways, there's like less stuff that we would typically be doing that we can't do right now. But there are other things that have now substituted that stuff because you are home and some people like don't want to order out. So they're cooking more.
Right.
Or like because you're constantly home, like you're cleaning more or you had a cleaning lady and now you don't, dog walker and you don't daycare for your children. Like there's people are taking on a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, the times are changed. You have to do different things. I was meaning it more like, I'm around even more than I've ever been before, even when I haven't had a day job in like 10 years.
Right, because you can't meet up with people.
I can't do anything. And there's no shows. There's no meetings. There's no auditions. There's no anything. So I'm home all the time. You usually go to an office to work, but you can work from home from your job. So we're blessed in that case. But now we're both working and living at home. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really seen anyone else except on Zoom.
Mm-mm.
How are you holding up?
I think I'm doing okay. I think it's good days and bad days. And I think it's okay for people to have good days and bad days during all of this.
Yeah, so do I, obviously.
John, how many bad days have you had during this?
I've had a few bad days.
You have?
Yeah, but you don't ever have to hear about them.
Oh, I feel like that was a jab just now.
No, I haven't had that many bad days.
Okay.
Yeah. My life's pretty cush.
Yeah. You have like a maid. You have a personal chef.
You cook. And now this is, you'd like to do this. You like to lord cooking over me a little bit as something you've done. But it is also something you love to do.
I do love it.
To do it instead of me doing it, even if I offer.
I know I love you. You can cook something.
But you're better at cooking, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, but it's like you love to always like bring up that you cooked.
Well,
yeah.
Well, because I like to be a martyr.
I know. But it's weird because you like to talk out both sides of your mouth of like you love cooking, but at the same time it's like, well, I'm in the kitchen slaving over dinner for my husband.
Because talking about doing more or less, we do order out typically, I would say 3 times a week on average. Roughly, give or take. And then we're usually out to dinner one of those nights, whether it's at a restaurant or at a friend's house for dinner. And there's none of that right now.
No.
And we're both home for lunch. I think lunch we've been pretty separate on. There's been a few instances and you always eat breakfast. I don't.
But we've
so
had
it's cooking. It's a lot.
We've been together like 27 days in a row.
I don't think we've ever spent this much time together.
I know for a fact we haven't. One thing that we both enjoy about our marriage and our relationship is that we both travel for our separate jobs.
Yes.
We travel a lot together, which we love to do. But we also travel a lot for separate jobs.
Yes.
And we both love that because then we both get either the solo hotel experience, which is something that goes away a little bit when you're married, unless you travel for work. And then, like, because if you were married and you were like, I'm going to go get a hotel in Palm Springs by myself, I'd be like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Also, I would never do that.
I know. I'm saying that's why.
Yeah. I would go with friends, which I do, but that's still not that alone time then.
Right. And so it's fun but then it's also fun on the other end to get apartment alone time, which is something that you especially don't get.
No, I don't
You get it at nights when I have shows.
And I savor it when I get it. I love it.
Yeah, and I get it. But see, to me, I'm a little spoiled because I get it most weekdays.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes I don't like going to your shows on the weekend.
That's why.
And I'm lazy. I'm tired.
And you've seen a bunch of shows.
So many shows. I really don't think I can do improv anymore.
Do improv?
No, like watch it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm sure you could do improv, babe. You could do anything if you set your mind to it. I believe in you.
Give me a suggestion, a one word suggestion.
Wait, this is probably the most amount of time we've spent together.
I just did a heavy sigh.
I know. It was perfectly
not
timed.
Intentional. I think that's what most people are.
Oh, yeah, that's
or
what
it's like most time by yourself.
Most time alone, most time with who are. I mean, we talk about this a lot because we have the time for conversation, but I feel for the people who are in like, yeah, you can take it out of the mic and you can ask on.
Okay. I just mouthed to him, can I take this out? Referring to the microphone. This is so much more comfortable.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. That works as long as it's close and you got that figured out. Can you remember what I was saying, Beans?
Spending time apart.
So we talk about this a lot. I feel for the people who are in those situations that we've all, most of us have been in, and some of you listeners probably are in currently, or will be at some point, those with random roommates.
Yes, you brought that up, and I was like, shit, I did not think about
that's
that.
That's all I could think about is because like being quarantined alone sounds awful. Being quarantined, I mean, it all sounds either, there's wonderful parts and awful parts. Being quarantined with your partner is, you know, possibly high risk. Possibly
divorce rates are legit going up in places.
I'm sure a lot of people
like
have not
China,
spent
it like doubled or something crazy in like the last month.
This is where we're gonna be just like quoting studies that we like half read
headlines not yeah. even you've half read yeah. I just saw like yeah. a passing
yeah
tweet.
Let me just warn you that a few more people listen to this podcast than listen to your like calls that you're on during the day where you're rattling off your stats you're hearing. But no, you're right. I'm assuming this is going to be like a make moment for some marriages, but yeah. For some relationships, but a break moment for a lot of relationships.
Definitely.
Too. I think a lot of parents are like dealing with it in both good and bad ways of like getting extra kid time. Mm-hmm. And also it's so stressful. I could only imagine. But I feel for those people, even like you move in with your best friend after college or whatever, and now you're quarantined together. It's sort of one thing, but you live with your roommate, your best friend for a couple of years. They move out. A friend of theirs that you sort of kind of know moves in. Mm-hmm. Then their girlfriend moves in 3 months later and they're not really that together that well. And you don't really like either of them. And then the quarantine hits and you're stuck for fucking 90 days with like a rando.
It's a lot. It's a real, are people that are like couch surfing?
Yeah, I don't
right?
even know.
If you're like in a two bedroom and you've got a third friend staying with you right now or something, I mean, that's not easy for anybody.
Yeah, no. Jesus.
Ugh.
Oh, you're in a...
Oh, wow. Here we go.
The volcano's working.
It's the and I'm sure everyone's heard about it.
No one's heard about it. This is my first recorded podcast.
Oh, my God. Is this an exclusive or like breaking news?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
No, she's doing
she's
voices.
Sobbing right now.
She's doing voices. She pinched her nose. This is, she's going deep into her character work.
I told you one suggestion.
Breaking news. Yes, this is the first episode I'm recording because when the quarantine hit, I was backed up for a few episodes and had some previously unreleased live episodes.
It's great. So I'm doing next week too then?
No, we're going to figure something out.
No, I think I should probably do next week also.
Well, we'll let the listeners decide.
I'm just looking out for you. I want to keep things...
Well, because I have never recorded an episode of High and Mighty, not in the room with the person. Not
right?
once, ever, because that was a rule of mine.
Oh, that's right. But you're used to doing it with Ben and Stanger right now.
Well, we've only done it once, but I've guested it on a few other podcasts.
Right.
So I got the hang of it. Mm-hmm. It's working. Shout out to Zoom. I'm assuming a lot of people are now familiar with this app.
Where was Zoom this whole time?
What?
Like, where was it?
I had it already on my computer because I used it when I got my medical marijuana card online. I had to Zoom with the doctor.
Oh, that's so official sounding.
Yeah. No, it's great.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
Now it's rec, but I was at the time. The roommates.
Volcano.
Oh, so this is the first record we're doing because I have never done a remote record. Mm-hmm. I'll eventually have to start doing that because we're not traveling to each other's houses.
No, I think it's going to be a hot minute.
Yeah, so I better get used to it. Mm-hmm. But that's why I wanted to have you on. But let's talk about this. We're living in the shelter in place.
Yeah,
we've sort of been officially kind of staying in since March 13th. Mm-hmm. We had dinner with two friends that weekend, but
did we go to dinner that Sunday night too with Leslie and Brian, or was that the weekend before?
That was the weekend before, I feel like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. That was
the weekend. I think you're right. Yeah, no, it's been a long time.
And you were homesick the week before that.
Yes.
We don't know.
I was sick. I had a really bad sore throat. I didn't have a fever though.
Right.
Achy, tired, but no cough. I don't think it was it. I just think I had like a weird little cold, and I had just gotten back from traveling.
Yeah, you came through Europe.
Yep.
And while you were in Europe, I went to, or when you just got back, mm-hmm. I went to a international rugby match in, if you want, like,
were you in Vegas?
No, I went down to Yummy. I went down to the...
No, I think I was back then.
You were back then, but I'm saying like that's right before the COVID, and I went to a crowded stadium with people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was weird coming back from being over there because I felt like Europe was already starting to kind of... Not kind of, they were already dealing with it. Like it was already in Italy and it was a little weird and we were even wondering, are we going to be okay? And we were... Where was I? I was in Budapest and then... On the way back, stopped in Paris for a night for my layover, and it was quiet there. It was more quiet than it usually is, but I think it's also maybe like an off season for them. I don't know.
Yeah.
The airplane that was empty coming back, which in hindsight was really great because of God knows, you know, what's been transmitted when and where.
Yeah, and so you came back, you were sick. So you took that week off, more or less. You worked from home for like 4 days of that week. And then it rolled into the shelter in place. And your work said work from home if you can, before even the mandatory shit started coming down.
Well, it was mandatory to stay home if you were sick, just in case. It was like, take 14 days, like it's fine. And then starting the week, I came back on a Monday. No, I started taking off that Tuesday. Anyways, then they were like, by the end of the week that I was already staying home, I think they were saying, if you're immunocompromised, pregnant, et cetera, or just like not comfortable coming in, don't worry about it because it's international. So other offices were already dealing with it. So we were a little bit ahead of everybody for sure. And like that following week, like we were closed and nobody was closed yet. It's been wild.
So you've been home. This is the most amount of time you've ever been home.
Yes.
In one place, because you are...
I'm a go person.
And you get itchy, you need to go do stuff, you need to get out, spend money, rent things.
I know, I've still been spending money, though. I've really slowed down. And like I'm sure there's been, and I'm not trying to justify it, but just talking to a lot of people, not like... I guess it's kind of been like comfort spending in a way. And some of it was just knowing that this was coming and just wanting to have some of those kind of like quote unquote luxury items that I like to have for myself. Like I like certain body washes or candles. So like I went out right before I thought things were going to get weird because they were starting to get that way and like bought a bunch of stuff. And then like once we were home, started ordering stuff on Amazon. And then I was like, I need cuter, more comfortable sweatpants. And bought a couple pairs.
Luckily enough, we're in a place where we, you know, you knew.
I'm very fortunate. I'm still working.
You were still working. We have some money saved. We live well below our means. Mm-hmm. So we were like, oh, quarantine's coming. People are like buying baby food for their family. And you're like, I need these cozy ass expensive sweatpants. I'm like, I need a $600 herbal vaporizer called the Volcano. It's like, oh, if I'm gonna be in the house and batting down the hatches, I'm getting the Volcano. It's efficient, it's not combustion. So I've been
it doesn't smell in here.
I've been doing it's a little loud for the pod, so
it is. I was wondering if that's getting picked up.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'll have to throw the tube on because I got the hybrid Volcano with the little tube top, like the hookah set up. So
That looks and sounds not looks. I haven't seen it, but it sounds fancy. I want to try it. All right. I love hookah.
Yeah,
like that's not like a real thing, but like when we go to the Renaissance Fair, I love going to the hookah tent.
Yes, you like the Renaissance Fair more than you like hookah. Yeah.
Oh my God, the Renaissance Fair got canceled this year. Yeah, so much tragedy everywhere you turn.
They're going to play that clip at like my funeral, like from COVID. But it's like, this is Gabrus's wife. Oh man, what a tragedy. The Renaissance Fair was canceled.
It is. It's so tragic.
It was hard.
No,
it's one of our annual traditions.
Yeah,
we've gone every year since we moved out here.
We're over it. I mean, like, I cannot complain about anything that's happening right now.
No,
like,
no.
That's the thing. Even like to like joke about the Renaissance Fair, I feel like a piece of shit.
No, but that's true. It's like it's something that we look forward to. We had we were going to Vegas to watch March Madness games, for like March 22nd that next weekend. And we were like, should we still go?
Are we going? Are we not going? Because it was like still like in the phase where
nothing was closing or canceled yet.
Right. And you're like, do we feel like extremists if we're already canceling plans where nothing really official has even happened anywhere here yet?
Yeah.
But it was
And we were like, nothing's officials happened. We were like really excited about where we were going with former guest of the podcast, Jack Dolgen. And we were super, and his wife,
and
we were super pumped to go. Mm-hmm. And then we were like,
oh shoot, Jack texted us. We didn't get back to him.
Yeah, we'll let's figure it out. We're on a podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Now.
Sorry.
Yes.
And she's off.
So, this is a conversation with Tiffany and John.
Get you sidetracked.
Going interrupt to Vegas, me canceling. With a
non
sequitur. Oh,
God, here we go.
Interrupt
just get back to it faster.
Well, it's hard when you just bring up something that is... I mean, I'm also very high.
I know. You've like three times now forgotten what you were saying, which is
right,
not like
three
you.
Three times you just started talking about something else.
I suck. But you were saying we were supposed to be going to Vegas.
Right. And then we were like, should we go? And we were finally like, oh, forget it. This seems dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, forget
and
it.
I'm
Let's
immunocompromised.
And you're immunocompromised.
Anyone listen to the other episodes know I have type 1 diabetes.
Yes. So then we decided to cancel. And the next day, March Madness was canceled.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't believe we were like thinking about still going. And a 64 game huge collegiate tournament was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
A 64 team, not more games.
We were ahead of the times, baby.
Here we are. What day is today? This is Monday, April
6th.
Monday, April 6th. Mm-hmm. And so this episode comes out Thursday, so God knows what can happen and what can change in
the
next 3 days.
Well, that's the thing.
Days.
It's like every other day.
We're
going to
be
something.
Off topic in like, you know what I mean? People are going to be like, I can't believe they were talking about that. This already has happened.
Totally.
I mean? Like, that's the crazy shit.
Like, it was just mandated here in LA that we have to wear masks when we're going out.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? By Thursday, we might not even be allowed to leave the house.
Well, today, April 6th, we just got the thing, like, if you can not go to the grocery store this week, it would be a good idea not to go.
Yeah.
Which scares me, which means they're hearing a bunch of people are, like, getting it at the grocery store.
Well,
something.
I just think it's a place that still people are
have
kind
to
of
go to.
Yeah. And they're trying to do a good job with, oh my gosh, you guys, we went this weekend, we went to two different locations. I'm already like a crazy germaphobe to begin with. And the thing with what's been going on.
And a food obsessed
and
shopaholic
obsessed.
And love shopping. So this is like a real connect, like it's all of your things rolled
so
into
many
one.
Things. Yeah. In good ways, bad ways. But like, I've been loving that people have been like way more like aware of germs and cleaning up after themselves and being freaked out by stuff. Cause like, this is me. Like, if anyone hasn't seen it, go watch the video of Naomi Campbell getting on a plane and watching her wipe that shit down, then getting into like a full suit. I'm like two steps away from that. Like, I do the full wipe down. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But
I sat next to a woman on a plane once who wasn't you, and she was wiping her down, and I looked at her and I smiled, and she's like, I know, I look fucking crazy, right? I'm like, well, yeah, but also this is exactly what my wife does.
I do,
she
wipe
goes,
the seat.
Do you want one? Do you want a wet one? Here, take one. These are these organic wipes I use with my kids. And I had to like wipe my thing. This lady, I'm like, this is what my wife does to me now. Some strangers.
Well,
I was getting like airplane cucked.
Well, last time I was on the plane, these guys were like, oh, you're like taking this very seriously. And I'm like, yeah, no, I always do this. I'm like, these planes are disgusting. And I'm like, here. And I gave them wipes and they were like, oh yeah, this is gross. Like they could see like visible, like black on. Ugh. It was gross.
But, yeah. But well, that's a lot of the, you think salad bars will be canceled after?
Ew. Salad bars should always be canceled. Cancel every salad bar everywhere. Yeah. It is disgusting. I can't stand it. Yes.
Yes. A lot of stuff people are talking about now. Ugh. Is stuff that I've been hearing about is gross from you for a long time.
I want like all doors to be like automated, like no. Really, the salad bar thing, that's got to stop. And I think like just in general, public places aren't kept clean enough.
Oh, right. Well, that was the other thing when movie theaters were still open.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we will be cleaning after every movie and wiping everything down. It's like, whoa, let's do that all the time.
Well, that was like New York with the subway systems. Or like every 3 days, we're going to be hosing these down. I'm like, guys, you should be doing that now. What's
every 3
happening?
Days, that's the most New York shit ever. It's like, all right, we're going to have to start every 3 days clean. That seems like the lowest maintenance possible.
It's ridiculous.
Those trains should be cleaned every day.
Every stop. Every stop. Blast it full of bleach.
It should be like those space stations. You have to like stop in a room that sprays you down in every direction before you can get on the subway.
Yes.
Like a decontamination room.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, for the listeners, Tiffany's sitting here in a hazmat suit.
I am.
No.
Full mask guard.
You are a bit of a germaphobe.
No,
so
crazy.
But you're not lording it over us right now, which is very nice.
No, I don't know. What do you mean? Like,
you're not like, see, if you were, you know. Like,
no, God, no. But we went to the grocery store, and I always have wet ones on me anytime, even prior to this. And I usually wipe down the cart and everything, but we were going there, and they were disinfecting everything. They were like watching them. We were there like spraying everything down. And you were like getting a fresh one as soon as you went in. The girl's like, do you want this? I was like, hell yes, thank you so much. And like we had like our gloves on and we had our like homemade masks from like handkerchiefs or whatever. And we do all of our grocery shopping. We try to get...
I wore a Michael Myers mask.
You did.
They were like, I don't think that stops COVID. And then I just didn't say anything because I was the shape.
The shape,
I think, is how Carpenter wrote him into the script.
Wait, what does that mean? What do you mean?
They're like, and the shape appears behind him.
Oh, yeah, I
that's
see.
That's what he was called. And
oh,
like,
look at you.
In the IMDb.
A little cinephile.
Hey, come on.
But we're leaving.
Yes.
Oh my God, I want to have a breakdown.
Wait, by the way, when we were at this grocery store, which we're not naming on purpose, I saw two employees with no gloves actually dap each other up, like say what's up to mm-hmm. each other and give five and shit. And I was just like, lady, do not. I'm like, there are so many employees not with masks. So many people walk in like right next to
just
you.
So weird because it's in such a...
It's in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And everyone...
Which I think everyone knows is like an expensive, bougie uh-huh. neighborhood.
Which is part of the reason we went there, only because we're like, it'll be less crowded, maybe, because it is more expensive. Right. I don't know.
But it was...
They sell broccoli rabe. Not everybody in LA sells broccoli rabe.
Yeah, which was part of our dinner tonight. We had a delicious salmon, mm-hmm. broccoli rabe, and carrots.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice dinner.
I know. That sounds so like lame, though.
No, but it was really good.
No, it was delicious.
I don't think that sounds really lame.
Well, it sounds like bad. Like, the carrots were like burnt and a little caramelized with some homemade tzatziki.
Sorry. Roasted carrots
Thank
with a
you.
Homemade tzatziki splash. But... sauteed garlic sauteed broccoli rabe and a salmon with a parsley garlic
mince
dry salsa. What would you call that?
Yeah,
salad, microgreens.
Yeah, just a bunch of greens chopped,
shredded microgreens skin. On top of there, and then a crispy skin salmon. Yeah. I loved it. It was delicious.
Great.
It was a very good dinner. You've made so many dinners.
Oh my God,
this
so many
month.
Dinners, so much food. But wait, back to, and I was going to say the name of the grocery store. So we're leaving and we hear this manager come out to the two girls like wiping down the carts. And she's like, what is that? Let me see that bottle. And they show her. She's like, that's not disinfectant. She goes, that's
degreaser.
I was like, what? So the girls, she was like, what have you been doing? So they've been spraying down all the carts there with this stuff for the kitchen to break down the grease to
Something
clean
that
off
isn't
the grills and oven.
That isn't
not
antiviral.
Disinfectant, you guys.
livid. I mean, you were livid.
I threw a fucking fit in that parking lot like no one's seen. That's not true.
Not true. We laughed about it despite it actually being kind of scary. And,
yeah.
And like, oh, of course we shouldn't trust the person who's standing outside the grocery store to
Why?
Be like that, no to be like know. Keeping up like CDC standards levels of like we should know you're at risk going to a grocery store.
Yeah, you know, no, that's
mean?
Fair.
It's not going to be clean like a laboratory is going to be clean. No. You know what I mean?
Like, no, not like your weed stores. They're so clean.
Yeah, they do a good job at the dispensaries. Yeah, for sure. It's been weird going in there with a mask on. It's weird going into a business with like a bandana tied around your face, makes you feel like a real bandit.
It's weird doing so many things. I mean, even walking right now, because we have already, and I've just been trying to walk more just in general to break up the day, get out of the house, get some sort of exercise in. And there's either like no one walking around at certain times and it's really eerie, or there's like too many people. And you're like, I know I'm on the street, but is this safe? Like, this feels weird.
Yeah, I get that vibe too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go out for a run and I don't interact with anybody. I don't see anybody. And then sometimes I go out for a run and I'm like, I guess I'm running down the middle of the street for a little while because like the sidewalks are all crowded and shit.
Or like, I'm just going to say to you, where most of your listeners do you think, like New York and LA based probably?
They're probably all over.
A little all over. Because I'm just wondering if there's anyone listening who hasn't really had to be on any sort of lockdown or anything yet. And
yeah, I'm sure there's probably some more rural listeners who are like, yeah, nothing has gotten to us yet.
Yeah.
Or like,
and if it seems like weird watching all this like unfold directly around you, or if you're just like, whatever, it's never going to come here because I'm not in a city.
Or are you in like Florida where your governor just reopened the beaches?
I mean, no offense to anyone living in Florida. If you're smart, get out of there. Otherwise, put the fucking border up around Florida. What is going on? So dumb.
It's wild. It's crazy. But it's like, it's sort of like a pride thing. It's like this weird American thing where it's like, yeah, but
can't happen to me, not in my backyard. Yeah,
like, because we especially Americans, we always have this attitude of like, we'll persevere, we'll get through this. But this like a pandemic is not something you can like grit your teeth and get through, where it's like, it's not like if everyone's out there doing like a bucket brigade, putting out a fire, or like, you know, like helping each other dig a hole or to stop a flood or whatever. It's not like we can band together as like as a community and be like, let's fight this thing. It's not like we can go to like, you know, help people rebuild their homes. It's like a medical biological issue that not a lot of people can actually help in.
And I mean, even so, people in the field, that's like,
it's overwhelmed and shit.
It's, oh my gosh, we should talk about your poor brother right now and mom, if you want to or not.
But real quick, it's like, just to finish that last thought before I forget, Americans would be like, all right, guys, time to fucking step up and do our thing. It's like, but we can't here. And it's like, it's not like the terrorists are telling us to stay home. And it's like, we'll win if we do go out. It's not, you know what I mean? Like after 9/11, don't let the terrorists ruin large gatherings. No, this is not like, fuck the disease, we're going to church, or like the concert must go on. No, this is like, we can't grit our teeth and power through a pandemic. Like, this is requires like listening and a lot of fucking damage.
I was just about to say, I think a part of this too is the fact that people don't want to be told what to do.
People don't want to be told what to do.
As someone that does not like being told what to do, people do not like to be told what to do.
Oh, I agree. Everybody knows what's best for everybody, including themselves and other people. And then also, there's a huge sort of like political divide in the country. So a lot of people are gonna not listen to Trump no matter what he says. And then a lot of people are going to support whatever he says, even if they don't necessarily, you know what I mean?
Like,
where everyone's just got to stand by and take a side that they've predetermined they already care about, you know, in these terrible. So it's like, there's just so many layers to what's going on right now.
Yeah. Your hair looks great right now.
Thank you.
I was saying last night, I was like, this fucking thing, this quarantining, I'm like, this is like aging as a woman. I'm like, watching him get like handsomer and handsomer every day. He's been so good with like working out and like standing in the so good at standing in the driveway, getting that Guido recharge in to get that glowing tan ready.
Yes, I apologize if any of my neighbors listen to this podcast. I've stepped up my home workout game, and I've
big time
got dumbbells and bands and a kettlebell that I now do shirtless in the driveway every day.
You do, but you're killing it, and like your hair is getting a little bit longer, which I always like. More on you. I think you get it cut too short too often, and you're just like looking like extra handsome. And then I'm like over here, and guys, I really need my hair colored soon. I have about 5 of my like fake extension lashes hanging on for like dear life.
Your microblades are
my microblading is not saying she's those
shout out
great.
Bone Structure LA.
What's up, Kat? Bone Structure. They're thriving. That's it. I don't even know where my makeup is at this point. I have to get on VC half every day. And I'm just like, guys, sorry, I don't shower anymore. That's not true. That's a lie. I shower every day. But
just about every
just
day.
Just about. But like, I'm looking real rough over here. And you're just getting all like rugged and handsome.
You don't look rough.
You have to say that because you love me.
No, I don't think you look rough. That would be, it would take a lot for you to be looking rough.
I don't know.
I like sweatpants. I'm a big fan of sweatpants.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been great.
The loungewear has been, I'm built for this. I'm going to be setting jeans and khakis on fire.
I think in a lot of ways, both of us, and I think everyone's kind of saying this right now, so we're definitely not unique, but it's like, I was made for this. I've been preparing for this.
Well, it's, again, and I understand that everyone's situation is different. Some people are literally in a hospital. Some people are broke. Some people are trapped with a fucking nightmare relative, parent, roommate, partner, child, some version.
Mm-hmm.
But this is literally something I've been training for my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking beautiful June and July days. I was in the basement playing fucking Nintendo. I'm ready for it. I could be indoors.
I'm just getting like a Rocky like montage of you your whole life. Like, getting ready for this.
Cut to me being a fucking decade long pothead who has no problem sitting for hours and watching movies, sitting for hours and playing video games,
we
sitting for hours
been watching
and watching
a lot of movies though or anything.
Well, you can't anymore, to be honest.
What do you mean?
Your brain is broken. You don't
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what's happening?
You don't
I
have
can't
anything
sit
longer
still.
Than like 23 minutes in you.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
So should I get Quibi?
No.
I'm just kidding. But shout out to you. You had a little tweet of a
I'm in a Quibi series.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in an episode of the game show hosted by Dave Mazzoni and Matt Rogers, formerly a very fun live show in New York and LA that they turned into a little Quibi, a quick bite or whatever. Check that out. I will not be downloading.
You looked cute.
But I look cute.
Me
versus Moshe Kasher. And we have Alana Glazer and Bowen Yang in our episode.
Fun.
It's a wonderful crew. Attention span. Yeah, and I'm built for this. I've been watching movies my whole life, playing video games. I'm fine being indoors. I already worked from home already, so I'm like, a lot of people are like, I can't get anything done at home. I'm like, I haven't been getting shit done for a decade.
Yeah.
I'm fucking comfortable with my laziness.
Yeah.
I'm good at killing large amount of time. I love to fucking fabricate hobbies. And I've got like 20 bandanas.
So you have so many bandanas. The bandana game is strong.
Because I usually wear one in my hair when I run.
Yeah.
But now I can rock one on my face when I'm just walking
Cheech
around.
So cute. Yeah, lots of preparation. And then like on my end, I'm a maximalist and I will buy too many of any given item just because at a convenience, I'm like, I don't want to run back out and get like another bottle of wine or fucking hair ties.
We pretty much had an overflowing pantry, freezer, and liquor stash before a quarantine was even like floated by, you know, before the idea was even like we're always pretty like backed up on everything, on any product. We live in a 2-bedroom apartment and it has a fair amount of storage because we've got some closet space and that fun LA shit where your hallways have like cabinets in them and stuff. And we are filled to the absolute brim for two childless adults.
Yes,
like,
it's bad.
It's filled to the...
It's really bad.
I have a ton of shit, too. I'm not trying to shame you, but you have more stuff than any human being.
But everything, just so everyone knows, it's put away and very organized.
No,
and
nothing can be seen. Nothing, that's for sure.
Well,
not,
but even when you open up like
most
closets,
things.
Most things. I mean, there's a couple drawers here and there. I mean, come on. I'm human.
I would argue there's an entire armoire.
No, the armoire is it's organized. No, no, it's not. I'm gonna post photos, prove you wrong.
Don't reveal the insides of our armoire.
It's like after I frantically clean it before I do so.
People are like, they're hoarding AA batteries.
Oh my God, so many batteries. But I think like a lot of this for me, like it's like an obsessive thing where it's just like convenience. It's like I hate when I want and or quote unquote need or actually do need something and then we just don't have it. So like there are certain things like batteries, like how annoying is it when like the remote control batteries run out? Do you know what I mean? So it's just like constantly keeping them. Same thing with like wine or food in the freezer, just because some nights it's like, well, I don't want to have to go to the grocery store. So it's just like it's a matter of convenience and it's turned out somewhat in our favor.
Yeah, no, that's it's been very helpful to have.
It has been helpful.
Yeah. And like we're we do enjoy you enjoy cooking, I enjoy eating, I enjoy your home cooking. We enjoy sitting together and watching shit while we eat. And thank God, because that's pretty much what our nightly plans are for till the end of April now, at least.
At least. And I love drinking, and I really took the last like 3-4 weeks is a good excuse to drink every night, and I've realized now I can't keep going because this is like for real. This is like legit gonna last a minute, and I'm like, I can't do this. This is not sustainable.
It's too long to treat like a real vacation.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was treating it like when we lived in New York, and it was like a snow day.
Right.
Fucking 32 days of snow days. Blood type is now vodka.
Blood type Tito's. Although we did do a Tito's and Grey Goose taste test, and you do actually prefer the taste of Grey Goose.
I do.
Yeah, you did still drink a handle of Tito's, but you prefer the taste of Grey Goose.
No, I didn't finish a handle yet.
Yet. But that was last.
But I drank
week
over half a handle in 3 nights.
Yeah,
that's bad.
That's a lot.
It's a real lot. That's actually not including some of the Grey Goose. No, and I had some Grey Goose.
Oh,
too.
And you had some Grey Goose too. Yeah. So you had
I had a lot.
Yeah,
a real lot.
You were getting after it.
I really was. But I've now, this is my second night of having no drinks in a row.
You were doing pretty good, though. You were like getting up in the morning still alive and like getting your shit done. Because you're working a full-time job still. It's still a full-time.
Getting up.
Which is.
Meetings.
Which is, we got to fix that. You got
to. No, I don't want to fix this. I want to keep this going.
No. I want you to do less work and hang out with me more.
Oh, I know. You're so extra needy right now. And I feel so bad because you're not getting attention from anybody.
I know.
Including me.
I'm not getting attention from me now, and also you're home, so Arthur doesn't pay attention to me anymore. So now I have no one pays attention to me.
I've
literally started tweeting.
I know you've been on a tweet storm lately. And by the way, a tweet storm. My mom, Jesus, who said
deadline
that?
Deadline writing about Trump.
Oh my
tweet
God!
Storm. Tweet storm. I've been on such a tweet storm lately.
Oh my
Aunt
God.
Tiffany.
Jeez. Speaking of aunts and moms right now, get them away from social media.
Yeah, the quarantine is getting some families going crazy.
Cuckoo.
I posted a picture of my mom. She was in full. She's pretty much hidden because she's in full PPE.
Because she's a nurse, in case anyone doesn't know.
And I posted and I said, like, everyone jerk off to nurse porn tonight in their honor. My mom thinks it's like the funniest thing.
She did.
She was so happy. Like, she's like, Jonathan, that was really nice that you posted that.
Oh, I gotta love Joe. Amazing.
I felt bad. Like, her friend Larry was this guy, and who I don't know is in the picture. So I'm like, so I said that, Mom, can I put this in the caption? Because I didn't want to, like, Larry's like a minister or a guy she's trying to date or something. So I didn't want to say some shit or both. And she's like, Larry thinks it's funny. And I went, what? If Larry gives me permission, then I could do it. The rest of the people are my brother, mom, and my brother's girlfriend.
Did you tag them to help them get some, like, people slide into their DMs?
No, I did not. I didn't want to fuck with that. I don't want my mouth breathing fans chasing my family down and being like, hey, Gino Lombardo's from Long Island, you know, or whatever cool inside joke.
Is that what your fans sound like to you? That's terrible.
I can't. They sound like this to me. Huh? Okay. Click mute. Got it.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
God, you're awful.
I'm just talking about the general people on Twitter, not high and mighty listeners. You guys are the best. There's no way you guys have weird parasocial relationships with me in any way. You fucking freaks, stay away from me. Quarantine. Oh, dude, I just thought the bottom of your foot was jet black. But
what?
You have socks
on.
Oh,
no, it's my socks.
Yeah. That looked gross for a second.
No.
No.
Come on now.
Come on now.
What has been for you the hardest part of this, though? Like, you said you had good days and bad days. Like, what's been something that's like triggered a bad feeling?
Things that I really like to do, mm-hmm. and this is all champagne problems, things that I really like to do is perform for groups mm-hmm. of people, go to the beach, mm-hmm. and go to the movies.
Well, that was...
And those are like three of my... I mean, and the gym. Those are like my four favorite like out mm-hmm. like hobbies, like to just things to do.
Right. And at one point we're like, well, when it gets a little bit warmer, we'll go to the beach at least during like the day to break it up and... I'd be outside, but then beaches were closed here.
Yeah. Everything's closed. I feel like they don't closed. Even, I feel weird like running through the streets. I feel like people hate totally. Me for going for jogs.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this they fat fuck doesn't run all the time. He doesn't need this shit.
This fucking poser.
This fucking poser with three bandanas on his face. He looks like fucking the mummy. Looks like he's chasing. Where are you chasing Brendan Fraser, dude? Oh
my God. Wait, okay. The mummy. Movies. Uh-huh. Any recos for people with stuff that we've watched?
Yeah, what have we been watching?
Well, we watched Onward yesterday, the new and Disney Pixar.
We like that, the new Pixar movie so for free cute. On Disney Plus if you got it. That was really cute. Wait.
I didn't know, though, that there was like a dead dad situation in it. And I also am a member of the DDC. So I was like, what? This is heavy.
Was it heavy?
I thought a little bit, yeah.
It was cute. I no, thought. But they, yeah. It was even cute with the dead dad stuff, mm-hmm. like the way they were about it, yeah. And it was good brothers, you know, sibling stuff.
So cute with the brother situation. Loved Such, it.
So sweet. You love your loved brothers. You
I
love
do
brothers.
Love my brothers. Brothers.
We love saying brother in this house. We call Arthur brother. Hey, brother. Brother man.
What's up, brother man?
He
is he
doesn't...
alive?
No,
I don't know. Oh boy, that does not look good.
Right now, Arthur's eyes are rolled back in his head. We can only see the whites and he's not moving at all.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor guy. He's just snoozing. Rough life.
Little angel.
This is the most he's ever had us around,
I
for
mean,
sure.
He is going to lose his shit when I have to go back to work.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be good.
We'll balance each other out.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll be
that's true,
really
he definitely
upset.
Likes you more.
And I'll be nope. dancing in the motherfucking streets.
Get out of here.
No. We do good because we have like... You set up in the dining room during mm-hmm. the day, and I set up in the studio during mm-hmm. the day. And that's about as far as you can get apart from each other in our apartment.
Our place
it's about 12
not that
feet.
Big, but
it's like 12 to 14 feet away, which is about as far away as you can get in this
but we've
apartment.
Been, I think it's, we've been doing a good job.
Yeah, I think we've been doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movies. Okay, so we said Onward was good.
No, wait, we watched something we watched something else that I was like, oh shit, we gotta tell people.
Oh,
about.
The First Wives Club? Is that the one you wanted to tell your audience about?
No, I liked it, but
that was so good.
It was not so good. It was pretty good.
It's good. It's solid.
It was all right.
Oh, I think I don't know if anyone's heard of the show or has watched it before, but Sex and the City. If you haven't watched
it. I did a whole episode about Sex and the City.
You did?
Yeah.
Who was the guest?
My friend Elizabeth Spears.
I will fuck her up. Why wasn't I the guest?
Because you never asked me to be on the podcast.
Wow.
Guys, for the listeners, the joke is she asks all the time to be on the podcast. She's constantly pitching me other podcast ideas for the two of us to do.
I have a really
this
good
is a
one.
Woman who I cannot get to sit in the same spot for a half hour at a time.
I know. You would love this. You'd get my like undivided attention. Like, I don't have my cell phone right now.
Yeah, I know.
The
good.
Dog's passed out. Pass the fuck out.
Yeah.
So he's not even getting my attention completely right now.
He's snoring and twitching. He's doing great.
He looks so scary. So I feel
like
you'd want
to. Oh, this is what
to.
I want to talk about. One of our favorite shows just ended. We watched the finale last night. High Maintenance.
Oh, that was the finale?
The season finale, yeah.
Wait, what happened? That was last night?
Yeah.
I was sober last night. Why don't I remember?
Didn't we watch it? Or was it 2 nights ago that we watched it? With the annoying niece, they have Hanukkah
at
home.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
They reveal his name.
They do. It was like
spoiler
a Sex
alert.
In the City moment.
Yeah,
when you find out Big's name.
Yeah, we learned the guy's name.
Is this annoying when people talk over each other on podcasts? I'm trying to think if because I feel like we're doing it a lot.
That's fine. That's what people do.
Okay,
that's how conversations work.
You're always talking to me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if I don't talk over you, I don't talk.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
A lot of people are like, oh, you steamroll people in conversations. It's like, I know, I have to get my fucking words in there, dog. He's fine, Boogs.
Sorry, I'm like extra paranoid with the dog lately because he's had these two fainting spells. And I don't know if anyone out there has a dog that's had them. It's called syncope. It's terrifying. It's almost like it resembles a seizure.
Yeah. And you've been on high alert since that's happened. And anytime he does anything out of the ordinary, our little old man dog, he's going to be 11. Anytime he does anything that's like just old man-ish, you become like, I can't watch you. It's too upsetting.
I know. I'm working through it in therapy. slowly chipping away. I might have to, I don't know.
Double sessions,
yeah.
To learn to cope with Arthur's aging.
Yep. But John had to take him to the vet without me because when this all had started.
Right, and they made me stay quarantine. In the car. Mm-hmm. And Arthur does not like to go with a stranger on the leash towards a hospital.
No, he had to go to a cardiologist. Yeah. Need to get an MRI done.
I know.
Poor thing.
I don't know why I pictured him with like all little like tags on him, like running on a treadmill, like with like a tube in his mouth. Like he's like training like Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
Testing his EKG. What else did we watch? Because we watched something else. Oh, we caught up on Better Things.
We caught up on Better Things.
Which is a show we love.
I just love her to pieces.
She rules.
She's the, really.
I love that it's co-created by Louis C.K. Not a controversial figure.
Oh, wow.
Hero. No, but she's such a good parent on that show. She's parenting goals.
Amazing. She's everything goals.
She is everything goals. Yeah. And she's hot and funny. So hot. Yeah.
A little badass. She's tough. I love the way she dresses and she cooks like a fucking demon. And
yeah, you just love that she's constantly in the kitchen making huge pots of things for her family. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is like up there with like, you know, that's a blessing from you. Yeah.
We watched Portrait of a Woman on Fire.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
A Lady on Fire.
That was fucking awesome.
Really good.
She's talking about hot as well.
Yeah, it was hot.
Great. Yeah. Totally. That was a really good movie. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. We liked The Hunt with Betty Gilpin.
Oh, because The Hunt was okay, but Betty Gilpin's the best, so it's worth it just for
I mean,
her.
She's most of the movie, though.
She's amazing. It was fine. Yeah. I think, not that it's similar, but Ready or Not was so good with Samara Weaving. And
yeah, Ready or Not was great.
It's not exactly the same, but it's like same vibes with like badass female protagonist, basically.
And
like,
tonally similar.
And tonally, yeah.
Like dark, little, but with humor.
Dark, but cheeky.
Yeah.
Cheeky. Uh-huh. We haven't watched that, but I would say watch it if you can. And then we rented some newer releases, right?
I rented Bloodshot and didn't love it. With Vin Diesel and your boy Sam.
Sam Heughan.
What did I forget? What else?
I don't know. I've been drinking so much. I'm surprised I've even. Well, that's the other thing we haven't been able to watch. What?
Tiffany works late, and she likes to take her time cooking, especially if she's drinking
and watching Sex and City.
And
for
watching
like
Sex City
5,
on her laptop
time.
For like the fifth time. I'm listening to the dan 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 dan. But so it takes a little while. So we eat late, then we sit down, and it's like 9:15. And I'm like, "Want to watch a movie?" And you're like, "Yeah, we could put something on." I'm like, "Sure. What do you want to watch?" You're like, "I want to watch Empire Records." And I'm like, "Okay." We put
Which
it on.
Does you not hold up.
And you, as always, you when you pick a movie, fall asleep 45 minutes in, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting there watching a whole movie. Mm-hmm. Or in the case of last night when we won the. I wanted to show you Jumanji, the new Jumanji.
It was cute.
It was very cute, but you fell asleep and I rewatched the rest of the
well,
movie.
Well, no, I took like a nap. I fell asleep for like 20 minutes, got up, and then finished it. That's good for me.
That's very good
I
for you.
I deserve a sticker.
Everyone is proud of you.
Everyone should be proud.
Everyone here is so proud of you.
Yay.
Beans. Everyone is like, Beans, you did it.
You Beans, watched, you really did it.
You watched most of a movie and you only slept for 20 minutes in the middle. And your husband watched Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle for the second time.
I mean, like everybody else, Tiger King.
We loved Tiger King in this
we
house.
We did.
Yeah. It's really crazy, those guys. The association of people liking tigers and also liking to like brainwash people to be in a cult around you is such a weird parallel.
Completely.
And tigers have that power, like even all the way down to, hey, cool cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin. I feel like you are almost like cult leader status in this house right now because you've been such like a all knowing like guru with like how to deal with this, I could see like
I'm like Doc Antle.
Like for real. Like I've been on Zooms
Saver in a ponytail.
No, like my dad wishes he was Doc Antle.
I think a lot of people's dads wish they were Doc Antle. Yes. Oh, having 5 20-year-old brides. Yeah. I think you can find a few 50-60-year-old men who would be into that.
Oh my God. But like I've been on Zooms with like a couple of friends that are like more like doom and gloom. And I've, you know, brought my laptop in here and like you've like snapped everybody out of it.
I'm generally a kind of positive person.
Yeah, you are.
And I like to find the silver lining in moments and help people with that because it's easy for me. So I want to help other people see that stuff. Mm-hmm. So like when we're talking about this shit, it's like, you know, you just get kind of, I don't think Zen is the right word, but you just get kind of like this too shall pass. You know what I mean?
Like, but like you're also in a position of privilege to have that attitude.
Oh, no shit. I have. Yeah. I'm still doing my job.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing like one third of my job, but still getting some work at least. And then you get to work, and I have access to unlimited content and like
But there's so many people out
cannabis
there right now.
Delivery.
That, oh Jesus!
Like what else do you need?
You've been going to Cookies though mostly. You haven't been getting a lot of delivery,
right? Because I don't like the process, right, necessarily, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and there's this like weird thing I think that like not everyone's dealing with, but some people, where it's like, do I order right now? Because there's something about having people bring food to you and working during this that feels wrong. Like you're making somebody work, but then it's also like, no, it's good because somebody's employed right now and a lot of people aren't. So it's this like weird, I don't know.
I think the best bet I've heard from some people is like just order locally, like instead of order from Amazon. If you need something, order from like a mom and pop store or a kind of non-Amazon store that's nearby you. Or order like food, of course, you know, just to like keep those businesses afloat so that they're there on the other side of this too.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean more like I don't want to deal with like wiping down everything.
Oh my God, that's what's been so exhausting. So part of the reason, in full disclosure too, that I've kind of stopped with my shopping is I'm just too drained by getting the mail. And I know some of you are probably screaming, it's fine. But like, I'm so cuckoo
and
about it.
And plus also we started to realize it's like, unfortunately, especially now with Amazon's delivery system is even more skewed. It's like, if you order 8 things, they come 8 separate days in 8 small boxes. It's like, we're making too many people walk around here. We're making too many stops. We're opening too many packages. It's too many variables. We need to
opening up everything outside though, and then taking it out right away and then wiping everything down for bringing it inside. It just, it's been a lot. And that's kind of how I felt about delivery too. And again, a lot of this stems from the fact that I am immunocompromised. So I'm being like extra crazy about stuff.
Right.
But
yeah, cause you're rarely ever extra crazy about anything.
I'm
so
always
it's,
chill.
Yeah, so it's nice chill. Nice to see you get like extra for this moment here. what about you? Are you missing anything about leaving the office? Like, how is the leaving the house? How is this for you?
It's like, well, because you said it. I'm like, go. I think for me, listen, it's been really nice. I think there's been things about it that I love being home. I also find it much easier to work from home in some degree. Just because my office is, it's social and we're all chatty and it can be a little chaotic because of that and hard to get stuff done. But, I would say like, I think it's hard on a personal note. It's just like a bummer because I like going out to eat. But I just think for me right now, I feel awful for all these businesses around us and it's hard to like walk around the neighborhood and see everything closed. And knowing that there's all these people that not just the owners, but that work there that aren't currently working. And it's like, what's going on with them right now? And is anyone gonna be able to open back up again after this? What's the neighborhood going to look like after? So it's hard. Like,
right. And it's like, and we still have so much more to do. Again, this is April 6th. We have so much more of shit that's going to happen. We don't even know the extent of how bad it's going to be in any direction or any means. So it's like, but that's part of why my attitude what I've been like, there's no point in thinking of how awful it could possibly be. Mm-hmm. Then it's just like, we have to just sit here and continue about our path and do our best to keep the curve flat and just keep on keeping on.
Like, yeah. I think that's part of why for me too, it's hard to think about like what I miss and what's so hard right now, because there are so many people that
I mean, we have family members that work in hospitals. Totally. So it's like,
my brother's a cop.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, you can't really complain about any. We're not really in a place to complain. No. That's the main issue I'm having currently, is how the guilt I feel for how like easy I have it right now. And that's only because who knows? God forbid, like anything can happen to anyone.
We could get sick.
We could get sick. More people we know are going to get sick.
Well, we know people that have been sick, that have recovered.
Yeah, we know people who have died from it.
Yeah.
My brother is in a hospital and telling me the horror stories, and it's hard.
Yep.
It's crazy out there. So I don't, that's where my guilt comes from. Maybe I should just stop saying how easy this is for me.
Yeah, you probably should shut the fuck up with that. No, but listen, I mean
I'm coping with my situation easily.
That's the thing. I think everyone is going through it in one way or the other, good days, bad days. Mm-hmm. It's weird and it's unknown and not knowing what's it going to be like after this. I mean, things are going to change for sure. And for a while. I mean, 5 years from now, maybe there'll be like a, you know, new normal that's not too far off from
I love the Rona, and it'll be like me and other shitty comedians who are past their prime throwing back jokes about like, and Tiger King was huge on streaming or something like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
No, like I watched you struggle to pay attention to me just talking. Over.
I'm sure most people will when they listen to this.
I literally just watch you be like, oh, I've been begging him to do this shit, and now he's gonna talk for like 30 straight seconds.
I think this is what, yeah. I don't know why I want to do this.
Yeah, I don't know why you did either.
Well, you know what's interesting about, not interesting about this, but this we usually do questions too.
What?
We're just talking. We usually do questions, don't we?
Yeah, I'm just making you talk to me.
Oh, God, I know.
It's been nice for me.
No, this is nice.
It is nice.
We got a candle lit.
I know. I lit a candle. We got
good
the
mood in here.
We got the vape popping.
Nice lighting.
Chi-Chi snoring. I got no overhead lighting on, unlike when I proposed. I know the move now.
So bad.
Overhead lighting is never good,
I guess. I think we've probably talked about it.
I'm sure we have. But
overhead lighting's fine if it's like nice overhead. This is like this thing's like, it's like violent. It's so bright and directly overhead and just, ugh. Am I boring you? Are you over this conversation?
Sorry, I glazed over, and I'm sure some of our audience would have too.
Most definitely did. I just rambled on about lighting for fuck's sake.
Please, welcome to my fucking life. Should we talk to tell the listeners about how you get obsessed with things? So when you get on a topic, it's like a week long. Like we have like themed weeks here. I could
we
say
do, we do.
Especially in quarantine, since you don't leave and I don't leave, we're sort of just on the same. You just like, hey, it's Monday morning and this is what's on my mind.
I'm like, I am obsessed. Yeah. I love this.
This is what I'm going to start doing every single day starting today. It's like, okay. Tiffany is someone who's so extreme in both positive and negative that anything she says just sounds like, so if we eat something that she likes when we're at a restaurant, if she eats something that she likes, which is often like, but if she eats something that she really enjoys, these are things that she says. I could come back here and only order this and be happy, which is a fun statement, but it's
also
just a
lie.
Also a lie. You're never going to go and order just one thing. That's
order
fine.
Everything always.
Right. And then secondly, the other thing you say, like, and this is just a way that I don't think at all about something, so I find it so interesting, is that like you try something that's so good, you're like, I have to learn what is in this and how they do this. And then you follow through and like ask the bartender. It's like,
oh, I've been crazy.
What do you put in this? Or you ask the waiter, can you ask the chef what they do to?
Or I've like tracked chefs down on Instagram and DM them.
Yes. Or you've DM'd
from closed
pizza chefs
restaurants.
Of closed restaurants to determine
I'm
their
insane.
Clam pizza, their clam pie recipe and got return.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a little different when you slide into someone's DMs, I guess.
No, my account's on private.
Oh.
So
sneaky, sneaky.
Not that I'm so beautiful, but like it doesn't matter. They have no idea what I look like.
Right. That's true. But you, so like that has always been in, like, and so you get easily obsessed with things and like, you always have a new favorite thing that's like you're currently your favorite, like a thing you love mm-hmm. and stuff. So I've been riding that roller coaster with you.
So it's like, been like my sweatpants.
Sweatpants was a big topic for a while, which was very fun. I like that one. Those were good sweatpants.
Duck. Because I've been cooking a lot of...
Yeah, you made a duck breast one night, which is like your steak as someone mm-hmm. who doesn't eat beef or pork.
Yep.
That's a phrase we've heard a few times around the house.
I'm like, this is my steak.
This is my steak. It's like steak to me.
The port wine reduction.
Yes, you made a port wine reduction.
So good.
On a duck breast that was cooked insanely perfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crispy ass fucking fat and skin. Yeah. And then like... just the like butter meat.
It was so good. Yeah. The secret to it, if anybody cares, is just you put the duck skin side down in a cast iron skillet, cold. Right? Don't warm it up yet. Cook it on, turn it up on high, no medium. Let it start to render, which means like the fat comes out. Then crank it up to high for maybe about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes and throw it in the oven at like 400 for a little bit. Maybe like 7 minutes or so and just get it nice and like rare. It's so good. Mm. Crispy skin. It was amazing.
It was wonderful. That was up there.
Stupid good.
That was one of my favorites we mm-hmm. had. We super slow and low. We cooked baked wings for mm-hmm. like 3 hours. That was a good meal.
Yeah. They were delicious. That was you.
That was the one meal I've cooked in this entire.
But they were amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. We've made chicken stock.
So much chicken stock.
Oh, we made a lot of stocks. I'm trying to think of other things you made. You made your coconut shrimp rice dish.
Coconut shrimp rice. Yeah. I mean, flatbreads.
Oh, we had that was a fun night. You scrapped together a bunch of different styles of pizza from leftovers onto flatbreads. Mm-hmm.
So we have like
turkey sausage, a broccoli rabe, mm-hmm. a bruschetta one, a duck prosciutto
duck with fig. And you make fun of me because I have frozen figs in the freezer.
And they came in so handy for this is the kind of shit we have in a pandemic. You guys, we have duck prosciutto, frozen figs that she's frozen from the season, and goat cheese on a fucking piece of naan as a flatbread.
I pickled some onions.
You pickled onions? That was cool.
That was good. They're good.
We ate your Thanksgiving mashed potatoes, which was a highlight.
Yes, we froze them. Guys, who knew?
We froze them from Thanksgiving and
thawed those suckers out.
Rather than throwing them out next Thanksgiving like we've done previously, we actually defrosted it.
They were great.
Yeah. You're trying new stuff because we have the time and the mm-hmm. and the sort of like foresight, and we know you're cooking most nights now.
Yeah.
So we had a debacle trying to order on Friday night.
Oh, God, I didn't want to talk about it.
We wanted to treat ourselves to pizza, and we're mm-hmm. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to shame the restaurant because it wasn't their fault. Maybe it was the app's fault. Put your phone down.
I was going to look up what else I've cooked.
No, don't worry about it. No phones on High and Mighty, dog.
Fine.
Now I'm winning. Now you have to sit and talk to me with no phones. My whole plan came into place.
Sit on my hands.
Yes. Sit on my hands. So we ordered food and it was a debacle, and the pizza you wanted didn't come, and a lot of the dessert and so much shit got
it
fucked up.
So...
And it came to, and it had to come in two different orders, and it still didn't get us everything. So we had to wipe down shit two separate times. It was like a long, and we just were like, well, fuck it. I guess we're not ordering for a while.
No.
But we have to keep ordering from our favorites just to like make sure they get some money.
I know. I want to support local places.
Yeah.
And that's the thing right now. If you can and you're okay with it, like order from your local restaurants, donate to food banks if you have the means to do that.
Yeah. Lick your neighbor's doorknobs.
Oh my God. Did you hear about that asshole? Oh my God. I'm cursing out somebody that's dead. Did you hear about that guy who was like, fuck Corona, and like licked a toilet and then ended up getting Corona and died?
No, I didn't. I don't follow.
Also, I don't even know if that's actually true. I got that from Howard Stern, which is like 95% of my news.
By the way,
that.
I'm very, very tired of hearing secondhand, like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, where did you hear that? You're like, Howard Stern. I'm like, all right, folks, we can't be using that as a news source necessarily.
What? Robin knows.
Robin reads the news.
Nothing. Robin knows nothing, but I love her.
I know. I mean, I love them both too, but you can't keep using them as news stories, especially like, did you hear about the guy who licked the toilet and died? The guy who said fuck Corona, licked the toilet, then died.
Yes.
That's a real
that's a true thing.
You're like human fucking Facebook group. You're
like, oh my God. I'm like the yeah. I was gonna say I'm like the clickbait.
Yeah. You'll never guess what celebrity is gay now, question mark. You know, like it's always so weird. It's always like she was a fat, ugly little kid, but now she's beautiful. You'll never guess who. You're like, what?
Beta Saltonfuss. What was her, what's her name? That's who they used for the image when I saw that one.
What?
Yes.
Beta Saltonfuss?
Yes. Well, I can't think of her name. From Veep.
From Veep. Oh shit. It's not Melissa Joan Hart, right?
No.
That's
no.
So explains it all.
Yeah.
She's someone else. Fuck.
That's all right.
Can I think of
moving
it? We can't
on.
Even look it up, so forget it. It's not Melissa Joan Hart from Clarissa Explains It All. That's a different girl, right?
Yes.
Damn it. Damn it.
And Melissa Joan Hart was she Clarissa?
Yeah, and she's the yearbook girl and Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes. And Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I think I did. Who cares?
Who cares? Nothing matters anymore.
Nothing matters anymore.
Literally nothing matters.
What are you looking forward to, babe?
Coming out of this?
Because I've heard a couple of quotes I've heard from you. When this is over, we're gonna ball out. That's something I've heard you say, and I'm
so many times,
and I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
But you, one thing, we're itchy to travel. We've now missed a trip. We've missed one book trip. Two for me, and then we're about to miss another one.
Yeah, my cousin has to move his wedding, so
yeah, and we had some travel planned. Mm-hmm. We have to move some of that shit around. So when this is all over, we're gonna, you know, get some flying in. We're gonna get some travel going.
Yeah, I don't even know what I want to. I don't even know. I want to get my lashes done.
You want to get your lashes done? We want to go out to dinner to like 9 places. Like the first 9 nights we're allowed out.
Yes.
I'm sure, Resi's going to be hard to get. Yeah.
I think like one of the things that's been nice of people who have been doing this, I'm sure like, I feel like everyone's been doing Zoom and it's been lovely. But I think one of the things I've loved about it is for us, our best friends back in New York, we never spend time like that with each other, like over any sort of like video chat.
Right.
And that's been what all of us have been doing on a Saturday night because none of us can go out. So our Saturday night plans have been hanging out with 4 of our best friends.
Right. And this is something we realized, I mean, obviously not weekly, but this is something that obviously we could have been doing for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Like rather than having to fly to New York for a weekend to see them, we could have like gotten together every couple of months on Zoom and it would have been nice.
I wonder if stuff like that's going to continue after this.
I think people are going to keep that stuff up.
Yeah, I think so too.
I also think people are going to do Zoom shit like for convenience slash like general health more. I think people are going to be like, well, let's just play poker online from our respective houses where it's just like safer and shit.
Yeah, I just read a New York Times article today about like self-care during all of this, and I'm like, I love this, and I think because I was kind of doing the opposite, I think a lot of us were, like my friend group at least, people were just like, fuck this, I'm drinking tonight, I'm smoking, whatever, and some of us are still doing it. And listen, I've only been 2 days of not drinking. I literally have drank almost every single night. I think I've taken off 4 nights out of the last like
30,
just about, like not good. And I was sick. I was recovering from a cold or God knows whatever. And, you know, so
you put it like that.
I know. But I think it's like a good time too to like take care of yourself and like decompress like a little bit. And, you know, because we are home now. So it's like take the time to do some of the things that you've been wanting to do and haven't. Like,
yeah, and if even if that includes just like sitting and looking at a wall,
totally,
or just like laying on your couch, or a room that you don't get to spend a lot of time in, or like
taking longer showers, you know what I mean? Watching like movies that you haven't watched, catching up on television shows.
Yeah,
like I've always wanted to watch Breaking Bad and I haven't yet. Now
do whatever's gonna just make you feel better.
Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, like just if pouring yourself into your work is gonna make you feel good, do that. If kicking back and doing, like, I can't tell you what to do, but I can just tell you.
And I think
we're going to be doing this for a little bit longer and shit's going to get bad outside of, like, just not talking only quarantine. Like, it's going to get bad. So, like, we just got to buckle down and, you know, start setting patterns for yourself now. That's what I've been trying to do personally is.
Yeah, patterns are good. But also, like, if you just want to drink right now every night to cope and deal, like, that's also kind of okay. okay, as long as it doesn't become a problem.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, you're not. Don't come to me. No one thinks. Yeah.
Nobody thinks I'm a doctor.
You're saying you can drink every night if you want. It's not a problem. I drank 26 of the last 30 nights. Also not a problem. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, cut to me starting drinking again for 26 nights straight starting tomorrow.
No. You're doing so good. You've been off for two nights.
Good. Two nights. It's turned into something so proud of myself. It's pathetic.
Yeah. But that's good, though.
Yeah.
Two nights is, there's no way to get to three nights without getting to two nights first. Yeah, there's no way to get to 100 nights without getting to two nights first.
Guys, see, guru over here.
This is the shit I'm talking about. Well, because that's why I'm trying to just steadily increase, like, doing good, positive, like, behavior for myself in this quarantine, just to, like,
you've been amazing.
Feel good, yeah. I've been exercising a fair amount. I've been...
A fair amount every day you've been working out.
Yeah. I've been running a lot, like 5 days a week. I've been working out every day. Playing a fair amount of video games with my friends back east, which has been fun
because
we're all around.
Mm-hmm. That was that a judgy tone?
A lot. Was that a judgy tone? yes, Beans, it was judgy.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I feel bad. You have to work and I get to play video games with my friends, but I don't have anything else to do with that time.
I know. What is that like?
Well, I mean, sometimes at night you don't have anything to do and I have stuff to do, but all my,
that's true.
That's all canceled for me. You know what I mean?
That's true. No, I'm so happy I have work because I would be going crazy if I had really nothing.
I'm so happy you have work, and not just because of paychecks, but like if you didn't have work, this would be, because like you get so many ideas and so many things that we would be like, I would be like
too antsy all over the place, and then like can't even go to stores to do half the things you'd want to get done. And like there's, I'm like, I would love to repaint the apartment right now.
That sounds, you said I'm that like, last night. I was like, baby, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm not really sitting in our house while we paint it nonstop.
I know, but that's the thing. I'm like, well, we can't even get paint anyway.
Right.
Maybe Home Depot is probably open.
Home Depot is open, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure it's essential business. People have like repairs and shit.
Yeah. I know. A friend of mine lives in Maryland and she was saying that she was in Havre de Grace. And our inside joke. What? Not even barely even a joke. Can you edit that out?
Nope.
Anyways, their mayor shut down the town. Good night. Goodbye, everybody. Signing off.
The mayor shut down the town.
Only essentials are open. And I think they kept Home Depot's open, but they were like, but you're not coming here to do your like
project.
DIY projects.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're kind of like monitoring people when they go into the stores. Or I'm making that part
so
up.
So if you went in there and just were like looking at color swatches and stuff, they might be like, lady,
get
the fuck home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking for? Well, I would say performing.
Performing and going to the beach are probably the two. And I'd like to go see movies in the theater again, too.
Yeah.
And the sauna.
Sauna.
Missing the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
That was my key to staying alive longer.
Yeah. Even just like a manicure, pedicure. Oh, I gave him a pedicure one day.
Yes, that's how bored we've been. You gave me a pedicure. And wait, to peak boredom shit.
Desperate.
I taught you chess.
Oh, yeah. We did play chess. We should play again.
That was fun. To play this weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I taught you chess. You scraped the dead skin off my heels, which
not
is
enough.
Some fucking wife stuff. I know. I need like five more. I need a fucking power sander.
I know.
I wish. Home Depot, we can go in and get a power sander. Yeah. We can say it's for work. We don't have to say it's for
that's
my
true.
Heel. I'm like Dumb and Dumber.
I'm going to do that.
We got to get the ped egg and dust off my heel over a plate.
The ped egg? Why do you even know what that is?
From the commercial. It was like an infomercial.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what the
I mean, I do, but I would never be able to recall that.
Oh, yes.
Burn.
What a bold statement. You can't recall something.
Wow. Rude.
But I should take this opportunity while we're on the virtual public to say thank you, Tiffany.
Aw, babe.
Thank you for cooking so much. Thank you for keeping us such a nice home for us to live in. Aww. And thank you for working so hard to keep us in such a nice home that we get to live in.
You're welcome.
And thank you for coming on the podcast.
Oh, my God. Are we done?
Yeah, thank fucking
I know.
God.
I think it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been at least an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And thank you to you for being so positive during all of this, even when I'm being cranky and miserable. You've really powered through.
Thank you. Thank you, Beans. Thanks for acknowledging your crankiness. Yeah, I know it takes a lot for you to do that, because that to you was...
Admitting defeat. I'm wrong.
Yeah, or that I've won something, and that would be the worst case scenario.
I take it back now. You're winning.
No! I would like... I'm not reading as much as I'd like, so I want to get back into getting some books going. I'm reading a comic book, Powers of X and House of X, which is really great for the listeners, as if I can give another reco. Do you want to plug anything on the way out of here? Do you have a podcast of yours that you want to pitch?
Don't pitch any
ideas, because these motherfuckers will steal it.
Steal it. That's right.
The Ringer will swoop in and make it on their podcast network and then get bought out by like fucking Spotify, like happened to my friend Ian Carmel.
What?
Yeah. We'll get into it off mic. All right. I'll explain it all to
Sounds
you.
Sounds real nasty.
Sounds real nasty.
Real nasty. Nasty.
Sounds like a fucking 900 number. I wonder if anyone listening even knows what a 900 number is. How old is everybody? Because like 900 numbers haven't been a thing for a while, right?
No. Or 800. Well,
not 800.
800s were free.
900 was the dirty, was paid.
Yeah.
And 976, I felt like, was the smutty
what was
stuff.
976?
I feel like smut was like a 976
really?
Number. Yeah, usually.
Oh.
I don't remember, though.
Hmm.
Who knows?
We're so old.
Fact check me, internet. Call me now, Madam Cleo. So, Tiffany, thank you for coming on High and Mighty.
Jonathan, thank you so much for having me. This was delightful.
Arthur, did you have a good time, bud?
Hey, bub. No. Out. Past.
Hold on, listeners. Okay. Of course he wakes up the second I put the mic.
Because you're making a noise. I'll get closer, just in case.
He's awake now, though.
Do you want me to go up? Sleepy sleeps.
Do you want to sing to him?
Sleepy sleeps, my love. Sleepy sleeps.
Tiffany believes you could sing him to sleep.
I do that. That's not really singing, but I do. And he passes out.
Wait, you got to hear her when she really sings it. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Goddamn angel.
She made a Turkish family cry at the Grove. Like 25 people. They were all standing there to visit LA for the first time. And they heard Tiffany singing and they all wept. It was beautiful.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
You don't have to.
I'm good.
Well, Beans, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thanks for hanging out in the office.
Thanks for having me, Goose.
I know your least favorite room in the house.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
No.
Your least favorite
room. Your bathroom.
Is my bathroom. Is the half bath. Ugh. The sin bin. Blech. The shitter. Blech. The boys' room.
It's toxic.
It's the dark room.
When we can't.
With black corners. That's not how that song goes.
No, don't sing. No one wants to hear you sing. I love you, but no one wants to hear you sing.
Okay, you sing then.
No.
What were you saying?
No, I don't. Mm-mm. I love you.
No, you were saying something.
Well, I was going to talk about how when we came home the other day, me and the dog, and we walked in and he stopped and he started sniffing and like looking around. And I was like, oh, it took me a second longer and it was horrific.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I remember when you came home and judged me for the smell that my poop made in the house.
Arthur, when we judged him.
You and him judged me, that's right.
We judged him, didn't we, bud?
Oh, I live in we go from Judge Judy when she drops the robes and she's Nudie Judy in no time. Oh, from Nudie Judy to Judge Judy.
This is now embarrassing. I love you. Thank you
this
for having me.
This has been embarrassing for both of us this entire time. But you know who's the most embarrassed? Is Arthur, who has to watch his parents get all lovey-dovey on a podcast like this. Shitheads, thanks for listening. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Reach out to friends. The people who you know who are living alone, hit them up. Order food from your local place. Thank a fucking healthcare professional. Do all the stuff you can. See you guys on the other side of this. When this is over, I'm saying I think High and Mighty's got to go back out on tour. I got to get the fuck out of this house. That's for
Please.
Sure. Check out Action Boys on Patreon or the Gino Lombardo show over on Stitcher Premium. Promo code Gino for one free month. And
watch Bombshell.
and watch Bombshell. Watch Bombshell if you haven't watched
He's
it
in Bombshell, guys.
I'm in Bombshell. Give him hell, Megan, is my one line. Yes. Spoiler alert. Get pumped. All right, shitheads. See you soon. I guess I'll be back next week with either another old live episode or my first remote recording.
Or I'll be back again by popular demand.
Yeah, or maybe there'll be such a groundswell of support on social media that we'll have her back.
Let's start a hashtag.
Oh, no.
Bye, shitheads. Stay safe.
Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.